The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
90% of Irish people believe eulogies at funerals should be allowed, and that is according to new research conducted by ORIP.ie. And this, despite this, some priests do not allow eulogies during masses, funeral masses. And joining me now to discuss this is Dr. Paddy Byrne from Abbey Leaks in County Leash. Good evening to you, Father Paddy. This idea of eulogies, I'm aware that some priests don't allow them. Why is that?
Good evening, Ciara, and good evening to all your listeners. I suppose, firstly, that eulogies come at a very traumatic time in people's lives. It's not something that one looks forward to necessarily at all. Loss and grief are real and felt and lived with by many people, even listening this evening. And something outside of the context of what we're going to talk about, fair play to the people of Ireland, particularly in the communities that we live in. We actually should be very proud of how we do funerals, how community supports. And in context of me as a priest with faith, please God, that it is a moment, an opportunity in a very positive way, in a broken moment in people's lives, to engage with family life. So in terms of the actual liturgy itself, you know, the funeral liturgy is given and we respect that and we follow the guidelines around how best to worship, and that's the norm throughout the Universal Catholic Church. I wouldn't necessarily agree that some priests maybe don't allow, but that there are dioceses that inflict from diocesan headquarters a clear non-negotiable when it comes to eulogies. But like, I'm not surprised, I think it was RIP who did that research, that like, you know, the vast majority of people like to send off your loved one in the best possible fashion. And if, of course, there must be guidelines on it, it's a sensitive one. There's, you know, I often think about anything in life, you know, the more we prepare, the better the outcome. And particularly for people who are very emotionally vulnerable, to have it scripted, to have it timed, certainly to have consensus in the context of family, that my experience of one member of my family might be very different than another sibling.
I'm sure, but there's nothing I'm taking exception to in what you're saying. I'm sure you're right, but the fact that some dioceses allow it and some don't means that this is discretionary in some way. And I suppose what I'm interested in is those that don't. Like, why wouldn't they?
To be honest with you, I don't know. In my experience of celebrating funerals, and unfortunately because of the fewer numbers of clergy, we celebrate way too many. But that it's never been part of my reality here in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. If a family member wants to share their experience of their loved one in an appropriate manner, of course, they're welcome. Yeah. It would sadden me, Ciara, it would actually sadden me to think that a funeral at a very, very fragile and vulnerable moment, that would become a place where conflict in terms of, in a negative way, would be left to a family.
I was in the unhappy position just over 2 weeks ago of having to help write a eulogy because my sister passed away.
And I'm sorry, Ciara.
No, thank you. And my nephew delivered the eulogy and delivered it brilliantly. And it was one of the, if you could say it, that there is a high point in a funeral. It was one of the high points in the funeral, her son standing up on the altar and speaking so lovingly and respectfully about her. It was a very lovely thing. And her daughter, my sister Dara's daughter as well, got up and sang. And she didn't sing a hymn. She sang a modern song, an Adele song, but that doesn't really matter. And that was also a beautiful tribute to her mum. And I know in some churches, people aren't allowed to sing only prescribed songs that would be religious songs, hymns, those types of songs. And to me, and by the way, it was a Catholic funeral mass celebrated by a priest. There was a choir there. There was all of that. But those little moments brought huge comfort to us as a family, that my sister was so well represented and so well remembered and so respectfully sent off by family members doing their kind of best to pay tribute to her. And truthfully, I actually think if we had been told no, you're not allowed, do that. There would have been almost a cruelty in it.
And again, I would agree wholeheartedly with everything you've said there. And I think that would be no wonder, like 90%, I would say more would. And I think there is, particularly, we've come through, I'm speaking now as a Catholic priest, you know, we've come through a tsunami, often self-inflicted by our own actions in terms of change over the last 25 years. But this is always an opportunity. And I agree exactly. And I'm pleased to hear you had that experience at your dear sister's funeral, that these vulnerable moments are moments of connection.
Yeah.
We call it also opportunities to almost evangelize, to bring light where the pain of darkness and loss is. So, like, I just think that, you know, common sense is always the best sort of barometer around life. And I just think that, and hopefully, you know, hopefully people's experience by and large, I think, is a positive one when it comes to the celebration of funerals. But I
agree with you. We do funerals well in Ireland. We do death well in Ireland. We do the send off, the wake, the funeral. All of that, I think, is a very lovely cultural thing that we do. But we sat around in a meeting here before we came to air today, and we were talking as a team about funerals we'd been to. And one of the members of the team had been to, sadly, 5 funerals over Christmas. Only one had a eulogy. The other 4 didn't. Not because they didn't want them, but because they weren't allowed to have them, that they weren't allowed to have one. And Graham in Dublin has texted and he said, the priest that spoke at my dad's funeral knew nothing of my dad other than a few notes he took the day before, and he was unemotional in speaking. I gave my dad a eulogy that spoke to the people who knew the man. I'm an atheist myself, but shame on anyone who says a family member cannot speak of a family member in a final setting. Now, I understand that the church is allowed to make its own rules, and I'm not saying that, and we were in the lovely position that the priest, who is also a Father Paddy, by the way, who celebrated my sister's funeral mass, knew her really well and spoke about her very personally. But there is that too, that sometimes it's the only personal words spoken at the funeral, because maybe the person didn't know the local priest who was doing it very well. And it does change, I suppose, the tone of what's going on, you know, in the church, I think.
I agree. And again, like, part of the burden of priests at the moment is because there are so few of us and our workload has grown dramatically, is to actually keep up with the reality that every family, the funeral is a unique experience. But for the person who's presiding over it, for instance, since Christmas, I think I've celebrated coming up to about 30 funerals.
Okay.
So that's an awful lot. And we, you know, not to ever be desensitized to the vulnerability that's there in front of us, and to use common sense. And I'm making a judgment here, but I'm lucky to be in a lovely parish and to serve the 3 places where I love, but that it's a rural dynamic. It's sort of different. It's more personal. And in a big urban area where there's huge numbers and anonymity, and of course, there is a crisis of isolation and loneliness in Ireland as well, that it's difficult, no doubt, to try and get that personal story.
And you're exactly right. What's unique and personal to the family, if you've done 30 of them in a month, is very different for the priest. And I do actually completely accept that. But in a way, that makes the argument all the more that a personal word from a family member. But look, I know you're in agreement, so thank you for coming on and speaking to us about that. That is Father Paddy Byrne there from Abbey Leaks in County Laois.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.